Hi, everybody, it's Pint Size Diva coming to you in future 2024. Just to let you know, you're going to hear three podcast episodes that were recorded in 2023. So we're going to do a rewind with those podcasts so that way you can get the full extent of listening to those. As you guys know, in 2024, I am taking a social media and life hiatus. So you will get podcasts from me. But you will also get those three episodes as a rewind for 2023 and then the rest of the podcast for the remainder of season six. You will not see my face. You will not see any personal content from me. But podcasts, you guys will get those. So make sure that you're clicking the link in my bio or my podcast. And that's social. And that's It's Hard to Be Me. That's ITSHARD, the number 2BEME. And on Facebook, it's Pint Size Diva Podcast. Please continue to support my sponsors and also to listen to my content. Share if you care. And we'll be back June 9th of 2024. Enjoy the episodes. Hi, everybody. This is Pint Size Diva, host of It's Hard to Be Me, the podcast. And happy Thanksgiving, happy holidays, and everything in between. So this is going to be your in-between episode before your next one that's going to be coming up on December 4th. So I thought it'd be a great idea for us to, since it's cool outside in a whole lot of states, cozy up next to the fire or the heater or whatever you're getting, warm or comforter or whatever it is, let's get cozy and let's just be honest and have a conversation. Let's catch up. Let's spill the tea. Let's talk about what we're thankful for, what we're not thankful for, and let's have a little fun. This is going to be all over the place, but hey, it's the Thanksgiving holidays. We got time today. Okay, so let's get into it. First of all, I'll start by saying I want to thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast, all seasons 1 through 5 and season 6 so far. I really appreciate your feedback and the things that you've been telling me and what you want to hear, which is more than I can ever ask for in a million years. Two, yes, I do want to do more recordings on camera, you know, as far as like on my Instagram, and that's something I'm working towards. It's just a fear a little bit, but I'm working on that. And if you listen to the podcast coming up, you'll understand where I'm coming from, and I'm working on that. And also, it's just been a lot of life things, having a lot of life situations, and I'm trying to not in this season of my life bring my issues, problems, concerns, stress to my podcast. So when I have moments like that, I step away to make sure that when I come to you guys, I could be authentically me. I could talk about it without crying, breaking down, having an anxiety attack, or whatever the situation is. I'm working on that on the daily, so y'all just bear with me when it comes to that, okay? With that being said, what I'm thankful for, to be honest with you, is so much. But it's a couple of things that I'm going to tap on. My number one thing that I am thankful for is my health. And I know that is cliche to hear. And a lot of people be like, you have to say that. No, I don't. No, I don't. I mean, I am truly thankful for my health. 2023 has brought more challenges to me health-wise than I've ever experienced in my life. It has been the scariest thing to deal with some of the things I have dealt with. And one day when I'm not scared of being completely judged and talked about like a dog, then I will disclose the things that I have been through. But 2023 health-wise, this is the most I've went to the doctor for non-wellness visits that I have ever had in my life. I have had health insurance for quite a few years now, and I have used my insurance more than I ever used my insurance in my entire life, and I never thought I'd be saying that, but I have, and I'm goaling for 2024 to not use my insurance as much as I have, unless I need to get a yearly physical and a mammogram and get my teeth done. Other than that, I don't want to use my health and dental insurance as much as I have. Even though I got dental work to get done, I am going to wait to the top of the year, because child, the way my funds have been stretched wide bike, like, that sounds horrible, but it's the truth. The way my funds been stretched, honey, my wallet just need to say, no, time. I'm just saying. I'm just keeping the buck who drive a truck. I'm just saying. So I am truly thankful for my health. I am thankful that the things I have had to go through health-wise in 2023 did not take me out, did not have me in the hospital, and did not cause
my quality of life to go down for the rest of my life. I am so grateful for that. And I never thought that I would be, y'all know, I'm on the sick and shut in list. I'm still working on it, so hold on. I never thought in a million years that I would be able to say that. Usually I'll be like, oh, I'm just thankful for friends and thankful for the relationships I've cultivated. And I'm just thankful I have a job. Mm-mm. Nope. My number one thing, I am thankful for my health, that I am still closed in my right mind, my mental is semi-okay, and my health is somewhat intact. I am so freaking grateful. Like, I can literally sit here and cry about how I know that I was covered in 2023. I've made some real jacked up decisions. And child, because of that, I have dealt with all of it, okay? And just life in general, I know as you get older, you're not going to always be healthy. Let me make sure I just put that out there. I know that as you get older, you're not going to always be healthy. You're not going to always be strong. You're going to have things that are going to happen. You're going to have to go to the doctor. You're going to go to the dentist. You got to go to the hospital. I get it. But because I have white coat syndrome, excuse me, the hospitals and the doctor's offices and the specialty clinics freak me out. So things like that raises my blood pressure and raises my anxiety. So that's why I said, I know I'm not where I need to be, but I've come a long way from where I was. And I am very, very, very grateful. The second thing that I am grateful for is the fact that I know that God has kept me in this year and He has continued to keep me. Woo! Babe, oh, I promise you, I literally can get up and start running around my place where I'm recording my podcast to shout the goodness of God. You can serve whatever God or whatever thing you want to do. That is your business. I am not judging anything that you say or do outside of this. I'm not judging, period. That ain't my business to do. I am not the judge, jury, or the executioner. But for me, this woman right here, I know if it wasn't for God, I don't know where I would be. I don't know if I could have been covered the way I have. And I am so, so blessed and honored that He chose my name to keep and to cover day by day, night by night, minute by minute, second by second, just the faith of the size of a mustard seed. I am so grateful that He chose me to keep. Lord, I thank You. And I have to say that publicly, because if you can say it privately, you can say it publicly. Lord, I am forever grateful. Oh, Lord, I thank You. Ooh. Jesus, thank You, Lord. Thank You. I'm sorry, I get that out of my spirit. Thank You. So that. Also, I am very grateful that I am starting to understand why I'm going through what I'm going through right now, as far as the life changes that have happened to me. I am very grateful that I'm starting to understand why is it happening. Because sometimes when you're going through things, you be thinking like, oh my God, woe is me. What did I do so wrong? And I used to be that person. I'm not even going to hold you. I was that girl where I was like, oh my God, what did I do? Oh my God, blah, blah, blah. And I had to realize, first of all, why not you? Okay. Second of all, you know what you did. You know what situations you placed yourself in order to get to this place. So I had to take accountability for my actions that got me to certain situations in my life. The first step of recovery is admitting it. And I had to admit it to myself to understand what was going on and why was it happening to me and what life lessons I needed to learn on the back end of it. Am I perfect? No. Am I still going through some stuff? Absolutely. But I just pray that God continues to keep me. I pray that everything is okay. And if it's not, I have to deal with the consequences in which it was handed to me by the decisions that I personally made, not only as a woman, but as an individual. Okay. And that's something I want to make sure I make very clear. I'm not judging nobody's journey or story. Whenever I decide to disclose and be open about the things I have been going through in 2023, I pray you don't judge me as well. But if you do, that is your business. That's between you and God on how He deal with you. Because I'm not going to go back and forth with y'all in the timeline. We just too grown for that. Okay. So also what I'm grateful for, and this is going to sound real crazy, I am grateful I made peace with certain people in 2023, because it's a lot of people that I did not make peace with. And I know for a fact that no matter what I do, I probably would never get that opportunity. So I am grateful that I've been able to put my pride aside, accept my responsibility in certain situations, and been able to say, you know what, I forgive you. I hope you forgive me, even if we don't talk no more. Just to have the initial speak out what you mean. I speak out what I mean. You say whatever you're going to say. I say whatever I'm going to say. We go cut our losses. If we're going to be cool, we're going to be cool. If we're going to hang, we're going to hang. If we ain't going to never talk again, we ain't going to never talk again. But either way, I'm grateful that those things have happened, okay? Another thing that I'm grateful for is elevation. And what I mean by elevation is this. I went from living from house to house to house to house to living in a hot mess, living in Section 8, living with other people because I wasn't financially able to take care of myself, to now I'm able to pay my bills. That is a beautiful thing when you're able to pay your bills. I am so grateful that I am able to do that. And I know that is God's doing. All y'all going to be like, oh, I'm so tired of hearing about this. I don't care. I know my life and I know what I've been through. Now, credit-wise, I can work on some stuff, and that's something I got to work on too. But at the end of the day, I know where my blessings come from. And being able to, you know, go to events and be able to do my one vacation a year. A lot of people can't even do that. So I'm grateful to be able to, you know, get that done and be able to at least have some kind of relaxation at the end of the day. We're going to pay a bill or two and I'll be right back.
Mental health is more important than ever before. And trust me, you guys, this product has balanced my mood, allowed me to focus and regain a sense of self. Introducing to some and reintroducing to others, ashwagandha gummies from Goli Nutrition. These are made with vitamin D, which we all love, and provide the extra relaxation after a long day. Here's what I want you all to do. If you're on my social media, click in my bio. But if you go to www.goli.com and put in the code TKDIVA for your percentage off, and you'll be glad you did. Again, the code is TKDIVA for your percentage off. Thank you so much to Golden Nutrition for sponsoring this portion and the brand collaboration for this podcast. Holla!
Welcome back, everybody, to a special Thanksgiving episode of It's Hard to Be Me, the podcast. Thanks edition. So we're just going down the timeline of what we're thankful for. But I also want to make sure that in everything that we're talking about, we're thankful for, we're also being very cognizant about what's going on around us and what's going on in our world. And to be honest with you, I really wish that I could talk about it. But lately, I'm starting to see a trend of the minute that you talk about it, they're taking people's platforms down, taking people's podcasts and YouTube channels and social media. So I will reserve my stuff to go to myself. But I will say this, it's not right and it's okay. Now we got to move on. So also what I am thankful for, and y'all gonna be like, are you serious right now? Yes, I am honestly very grateful for my daughter's dog. Like, I used to be severely afraid of pets. Like, I wouldn't care what kind of pet it was. I used to be scared. You see a dog, cat, rat, whatever it is, my butt used to get right on down. I used to jump on furniture and everything because I was scared AF of any kind of pet. My daughter busts up in the spot with a dog. His name is Keno. He is a lab pit mix. When I say I love this dog, like, I be missing the poor dog when I'm not at home. Went on whole vacation. All I thought about was, I wonder how Keno's doing. Like, literally, it was bad, bad, bad. I've officially become a pet grandparent. And I can see myself maybe like in another year or so getting a pet. Because I see why people see their dogs and cats and things as family. The only thing keeping me from getting one of my own is the fact that it's so expensive. Why did nobody tell me that dogs and cats and animals are so expensive for maintenance? Good googly moogly, they expensive. Love it to the flow, but good googly moogly. I digress. So I'm very thankful for my daughter's dog. I know that sounds crazy, but you know, I'm a puppy grandparent, and you know, I just got to keep it a book or drive a truck. I'm also grateful for the new people I have met. Even though I've met them and we really haven't had a chance to hang out or be friends and stuff like that, just the conversations and the interactions that I have had with new people in this year, I'm very grateful for them because I've learned a lot about myself. I've learned a lot about how I can be a better person, a better woman, a better individual, how to, you know, carry myself in a different way, because sometimes you don't realize what you're doing until it happens. And it takes for somebody to point to a sign and be like, girl, I mean, girl, no ma'am. And it takes time to be able to understand that. So I'm very grateful for that. And you know, sometimes it takes one person. All it takes is one to tell you. And then you have to say, you know what, let me check myself. Because if I don't check myself, then eventually it's going to get worse. So that's where I'm at with that. Like I told you guys, I always drink water between my podcasts. So if you hear a little ASMR moment, you know why. I'm normal. I'm not going to try to edit that out. That's what makes my podcast unique and special. Another thing that I am grateful for, I am grateful for the fact that this is going to sound crazy, but my patience is real short these days and I don't mind it. I don't mind it. And I'm going to tell you why. It's because I used to let things just slide by. I didn't think about it. I was like, you know what? It's okay. It's fine. Da, 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 da. I always used to think that way. Now, my attention span is this short. It is that short. I felt myself just anxiety just through the just tyrannium of roofs. Like the smallest thing, I'd be like, you know what? Pfft, whatever. Like, it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. I never thought I would get to this space in my life, but I'm kind of thankful for it because it's to the point now where I don't take a lot of stuff that I used to take, and it's making me better. It's helping me evolve as a woman, and I'm coming into this era of I don't have to accept it. I can still care about you. I can still love you, but I don't have to accept what you throw at me, and I think that's a beautiful thing when you really, really, really look at it. Also, I am thankful for the elimination of people that I did not need. Now, I'm going to drink my Pellegrino on that. ASMR. I am thankful for the people that didn't mean me no good. And I say that because those people were in my life for a reason. And for some reason, it just didn't work. If it was my fault, their fault, whatever it is, it's the reason why we're not around each other no more. And I'm grateful that I had those experiences, but I'm also happy that they're gone because I had to learn. In order for me to learn, I had to fall. If I didn't learn anything, then I wouldn't have failed, and it would have been so many different things with this. So that I'm very grateful for. That doesn't mean I don't care about those people or those situations or those things. That just means that I'm elevated to a new level, you know? And when you elevate, you can't always do the same thing you used to do. You can't move the way you used to move. You can't be the way you used to be. In order to elevate, you have to change different things in your life. And I'm learning that in this season of my life. So I'm grateful for that. And the last thing that I am truly grateful for, I am grateful for people praying for me when I didn't have enough sense to pray for myself. Again, I'm going to say this for the people in the cheap seats. At the beginning of the podcast, I told y'all, whoever you pray to is your business. I can't tell you what to do, but for me, my podcast, my life, my world, it is what it is. G-O-D or it ain't me, period. Okay? Might cuss, might act a fool, but I know where my blessings come from. I know for a fact that there is someone, a long, long line of angels. It's a long list of people who decided to call my name in their prayers every day, every moment, every day, and every hour. I am so grateful for those individuals that I do not know that is praying for me. Because I know she, me, her, and yes, I said it because all of them are me. She, me, her this year has been a hot, flaming, twirl the skirt, drop it low, pick it back up. Oh my God, cover your eyes, ears, and everything in between. Shade of a mess. And I know there is somebody out there praying for me. that when I don't have enough strength and gusto to pray for myself. So for everybody in that mix, I want to say thank you. I appreciate you. And I love you all. Now, what we eating down to the Thanksgiving dinner? Who cooking the greens, beans, tomatoes, you name it? Who, who gonna jack up the macaroni and cheese? Who cousin them gonna cup up in there and act a fool? I just want to know, y'all comment under this podcast and let me know your crazy Thanksgiving weekend stories. Did you have something crazy happen over the Thanksgiving holiday that you want to share? I want to hear all about it because I love watching the YouTube videos where they be doing like Thanksgiving struggle plates. And they be talking about these crazy experiences they had on Thanksgiving and Christmas and all this stuff. And I want to hear from you. So comment in the poll. Let me know. Go ahead and follow me on social media. That's ITSHARD, the number 2, BEME. My Facebook is Pint Size Diva Podcast. I love you guys so much. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy yourself. Have a great day. Most of all, get some rest. Enjoy your families. Enjoy the fact that you live to see Thanksgiving, to be able to commute and go to your families. Or even if you have your chosen family, just take the time to just breathe. Do it with me. And just enjoy the fact that you made it to this day, to this space in your life to take this memory in, because a lot of people did not. A lot of people are going to be in the hospital. That's going to be making provisions for other things. They are not going to be able to see their family. And think about how fortunate you are that God blessed you enough to be able to do so. So normally, I would tell you, guys, have a great day. Wash your hands. Stay safe. But we're going to end it differently. We're going to do a moment of silence for the people that might not make it to this day. We're also going to have a moment of silence for the people who are not here, the people who are in the hospital, who are going through treatments, who are going through all these things. We're going to take a moment of silence and a prayer for them. So if you want to stop here, you can. That is your business. I'm not going to tell you what to do. But this is what we're going to do. You know why? Because it's my podcast and that's my business. Let's take a moment of silence. And Father God, we thank you. We thank you for allowing us to see Thanksgiving Day. We thank you for allowing us to see our family and our friends, our chosen family, our friends, or whoever we choose to celebrate our holiday with. We know that you are the reason for the season. None of this would be possible without you. And we're thanking you for giving us provisions to have food on our table, clothes on our back, hot water, cold water, and any place that we are. Father God, we pray you keep us covered in your blood and wash us like driven snow, Father God. We thank you. We pray for all the people who have to work today. We pray for the hospital workers, the firefighters, the police officers, the people that have to do heating and air repair, plumbing, anybody who has to work on this day. Lord, we're praying for their mind, heart, and spirit as well. For those who are in the hospital, for those who are going through treatment, Father God, we thank you for keeping them as they go through this part in their life and know that trouble doesn't last always. And most of all, God, I just want to thank you personally for keeping me through this season up until this point. I thank you in advance for what you're going to do and what you are going to, for what you haven't done and what you're going to do. Lord, I repent for my sins and I thank you for continuing to hold me up and for that long line of people praying for me when I don't have enough sense or mental capacity to pray for myself. I thank you for my health. I thank you for my health in all capacities in which that is, Father God. And I am ever so careful to give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Even in my mess, I thank you. In your son, Jesus' name, amen. Y'all have a good one. Have a happy holiday. And if you listen to this after Thanksgiving, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Have a happy new year. Love you guys. Bye. Hi, everybody, it's Pint Size Diva, and you have listened to Just Sleep. If you like this and you want to hear more, make sure that you follow me on all social media platforms on Instagram. That is ITSHARD, the number 2, BEME. On Facebook, it is Pint Size Diva Model Podcast. And make sure that if you're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor or any platform where you listen to my podcast, please make sure you leave a review, leave a comment. Make sure you also click the link in my bio to go ahead and look at my sponsors. Go ahead and patronize it. Do everything that you want to do. You know, it's the holiday season. We're all about saving a coin. So make sure you visit the sponsors as well. I love to hear your feedback. So make sure you follow me on social and comment and let me know, what do you think about the podcast? What do you want to hear? I want to hear from you. I want to cater to you because, baby, this is your day, week, month, and year. And you don't hear that all the time, so you know you came from your girl. Until next time, you love you. Bye-bye.